Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the politics and BS. Nikki Haley is a jolt. You know, she ran for president. She lost her run. And rightfully so. Even though I would have seen her as a better fit than this insane, deranged Donald Trump. The fact that she does not care that that man has absolutely zero respect for her, even when she spoke at the RNC, it's just plain to see that her opinions really don't matter. So I really don't care if she doesn't vote for Kamala, but the fact that she actually has endorsed Donald Trump is just absolutely insane. I want to play this clip. This is James Carville. He was on the Jen Psaki show, and he was speaking on her and her backing of Donald Trump. So I'm just going to play this small clip from that episode.
To who will it impact? If you're the Harris campaign, what do you do with it in the ideal scenario?
Well, first of all, the combination of Liz and Vice President Cheney's endorsement and a bunch of other, I think it's going to give license to some traditional Republicans, probably more fluent areas, you know, but who don't like Trump, that never voted for a Democrat. Well, okay, I can do this. And it's not going to be a huge number of people, but it has the potential to be very helpful. I could see some of that on the main line. I could see some of that, you know, in parts of Phoenix, you know, critical parts. I can see some of that in Buckhead. I mean, there's plenty of places where we might lose 63-37. We might lose 64. And over a period of time, that accumulates. We know that. The theory that small changes lead to big results is absolutely true.
Go ahead.
I think there are people who say, man, I got to hold my nose. I don't know if I can do this. And, Dick Cheney's doing it. I guess I can. And I think that's important. And he doesn't equivocate. I saw Nikki Haley on another network this morning. Oh, my God. And she was talking about how much she loved Taiwan. And she was, and they pointed out that Trump said, well, I don't care about Taiwan. It's 6,500 miles away. Let China do what it wants. And then she started talking about Afghanistan. Does that woman have any courage at all? Because if she does, it's not particularly evident to anybody.
No, she's not delivered on the courage quotient over the last couple of months. Unquestionably.
I don't know if she's more spineless or gutless, but one of the two certainly applied to her.
Yeah, no doubt. James Carville, I always love talking to you. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you,
really appreciate it.
All right, you heard that clip, and he has a very deep Southern accent. So you may not have understood a lot of what he was saying, but he was basically saying Nikki Haley has zero courage. The fact that she's still trying to back Donald Trump is crazy. But here's my personal opinion as to why I really feel like she won't come out and endorse Kamala. Or not even just endorse Kamala. But she doesn't have to. But the fact that she's still backing Trump over her. Instead of just saying, you know, I don't even want to share what I'm doing, or I don't feel comfortable talking about it. I'm just going to stay out of it. You know, at this point, the fact that she is still endorsing Trump after this man has been so disrespectful to her and still didn't even acknowledge her and show appreciation towards her when she spoke at the RNC. And she said that he asked her to speak. And he said right then and there, when she said that, no, I didn't. My personal opinion is because I believe she's jealous of Kamala. Kamala indeed is a biracial woman. I hate even continuing to talk about her racial identity, but it's the fact that other people keep talking about it is one of the reasons why I've discussed it as much as I have, just in response to it. Not to sit here and say, vote for her because she's a black woman. I don't care. Like I've said, I don't care if she was Smurfette. I would be voting for her over Donald Trump. But she's not Smurfette. She's not blue. And honestly, she's not even black. She is a biracial woman. And even myself, being someone who is, you know, I guess I'm African-American because that's what the country calls me. But some say I'm black. My skin is not black. I am not a black person. I'm sick and tired of the color tropes because nobody should be identified by a skin color. But because these racial constructs were created by society to divide and conquer, then on some census things, on some applications, on some forms, because that is the check mark that is listed for me, that's what I have to check. African-American/black, you know? But there is most other identities, they don't have a skin color listed. But this isn't about that. I'm just basically saying that to say Kamala's mother is Indian. So is Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is an Indian woman. She was born in America, but she's not Indian American because that is, you know, both of her parents are Indian. So she's an Indian woman. She has tried to live her life and identify as being white, but she's not. She is Indian. And so the fact that there's another woman, okay, who is in this space of potentially being the next president of the United States that actually has an Indian parent, Nikki Haley can't stand it. She thought she was going to be the first one to have that honor. Now, I already said that she would never be in that position, but she tried it. But the fact that she tried it, it didn't work for her. Donald Trump has completely disrespected her at every chance he had the opportunity to. He really doesn't think about her much at all. Even when she dropped out of the race and they asked Trump about her voters, quote unquote, her voters, and he said, I don't think we really need them. He doesn't even respect the fact that there are people that were just like, we would rather have Nikki Haley over Trump. And he didn't do anything to try to woo or court those people because he feels like they're attached to her. He doesn't need it. That's how much he does not respect her. So the fact that she's still standing in her pride and in her jealousy, in my personal opinion, to endorse Trump is crazy. But, you know, she's the type of disingenuous person that talks about policy. It's about the policy for me. We've already shared and discussed how much Trump knows zero about policy. The man really needs to be in a straitjacket somewhere in somebody's mental institution. So the fact that she could be so disingenuous, when she was pressed on it, she was asked about her support for him. And just being as disingenuous as she has always been, because she was asked about his misogyny and the things that he's been found guilty of when it comes to assaulting E. Jean Carroll, which she won in court against him for defamation for him doing what he did to her. And she says, I think he is the Republican nominee. You know, well, I think the focus for me is on policy. And I think put him against Kamala Harris, who's the Democrat nominee, for me, it's not a question. Now, do I agree with his style? Do I agree with his approach? Do I agree with his communications? No. When I look at the policies and how they affect my family and how I think they're going to affect the country, that's where I go back and I look at the differences. See, it's the hypocritical thing, especially stuff that's said like that by people like her and the people who claim to be Christians. How could you support somebody who has been found guilty of assaulting women and has bragged about how easy it is for him to do? All you got to do is grab him by the meow. Like, those words came out of his mouth, but they will continue to support him because they say he is the man that God wants to lead this country. They're Looney Tunes, okay? But yeah, for me, my personal opinion is I feel that Nikki Haley definitely is jealous of Kamala. And that's why she's not going to ever come out and support him, support her, and still support him and be happy about doing so and then try to say, well, for her, it's about policy. No, it's about jealousy. That's my personal opinion. Because as another woman who is of Indian heritage, yeah, she's biracial, but yet and still, her mama is Indian and Kamala is pissed about it, okay? So you all let me know what you think in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.